Hare Krishna. Just a few words of introduction to a dear and old friend of mine. I'm honored that we are friends. His grace, His holiness, even His divine grace. Gopi Pranandana Prabhu. Who has translated Brihad Bhagavatamrita in the commentary of Sanatana Goswami. He has done so much of the practical translation of the later cantos of the Bhagavatam in conjunction with the other BBT team. And there are so many other books that we are praying will come from the translating genius of our Prabhu here. And Laga Bhagavatamrita is hopefully fairly soon to come out. And then the Satsandarbhas. And also we're hoping one day even Gopal Champu will come from you too. All that study of Kavi. Okay. Prabhu, I'll just mention... So Gopi Pranadara Prabhu will explain the connection. He's going to speak on the beauty of Krishna, which is quite a topic. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Sarva Shastra Dipiusha Sarva Vedaika Satpalo Sarva Siddhanta Ratnarja Sarva Lokaika Drikpurdo Sarva Bhagavata Prana Srimad Bhagavata Prabho Kali Dvanto Ditaditya Sri Krishna Parivartita Paramananda Pataya Prema Varshakshradayate Sarvada Sarva Sevyaya Shri Krishnaya Namostute Madeka Bandha Matsangin Madguru Madmahadana Manistaraka Madbhagya Madanana Namostute Asadhu Sadhu Tadayin Ati Nicho Chatakara Hanamuncha Kadachin Mam Prem Narit Kantayok Spura Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
I've just offered my respects to Srimad Bhagavatam and reciting Srila Sanatana Goswami's Bhagavat Mahima Stotra, even though I'm going to be reading something other than the Bhagavatam. But what I'm reading and all the works of the Goswamis, practically, are inspired by and directly based on Srimad Bhagavatam. Burijan Prabhu yesterday finished his class narrating how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the day before Lord Jagannath's Gundicha Yatra, the Rath Yatra, Lord Chaitanya managed to get darshan of him, although that usually is not allowed. Lord Jagannath is in seclusion until the morning of the Rath Yatra. But Lord Chaitanya snuck in, and he was, I wasn't here, but as Krishnadas Kaviraj described, Lord Chaitanya was very emotionally stimulated by seeing Lord Jagannath's beauty. What's going on here? Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. Lord Jagannath is Krishna himself. So what's going on is that Krishna is astounded by his own beauty. He's so attractive that his beauty attracts even him and amazes even himself. Srila Rupa Goswami in Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, describes the qualities of God. And then he describes the special qualities of Krishna that even all the other aspects of God do not have. And he ends with four very unique qualities of Krishna. This is the description.
Sarvadbhuta chamatkara lila kolola varidihi atulya madhura prema mandita priyamandalaha trijagan manasakarshi murali kalakujitaha asaman urdvarupa shri Visma patacharacharaha.
This is talking about Krishna. In contrast with even Narayan and all of Krishna's other expanded forms, he displays, or he is, metaphorically, a vast ocean full of the waves which are his wonderful, amazing pastimes that are totally, totally wonderful. Also, he's always surrounded by many dear, loving devotees. And the love that they feel for him is inconceivably sweet. Madhura. Third, he attracts the minds of the whole three worlds with the murmuring song of his flute. And four, his unequaled and unexcelled beauty amazes all beings, moving and non-moving. These are the four unique qualities of Krishna that even Narayan and all the Leela avatars and other avatars don't have. So I'm supposed to talk about Krishna's beauty. But it can't be separated from these other unique opulences of Krishna. When Krishna shows his beauty, or when his beauty is being appreciated, it's always together with, especially, his association with his dear devotees and his wonderful activities. The impersonalists want to abstract Krishna. They have a black and white deity or picture of Krishna all by himself. And that is supposed to be beautiful. Krishna with no color, nobody, nothing with him, doing nothing. This is not the Vaishnav conception of Krishna. We don't try to abstract Krishna, turn him into an abstraction, a black and white, non-moving form, doing nothing, all by himself. We're attracted to Krishna as Vaishnavas. We're attracted to Krishna doing lots of things in association with all kinds of loving devotees. So the four, and then Krishna is so special, his attraction is greater than any other aspect of God. It's only as Krishna in Vraja that he's so attractive that he evokes ecstasy even in the dull animals and even dead things, inert matter, the rocks, the rivers and lakes, they come alive. the tree branches are bowing down out of ecstasy and shedding tears in the form of their sap. This is because they're so attracted by his beauty and by the sound of his flute. So these opulences all go together. To appreciate Krishna's beauty, you have to have a completely pure heart. When we're in material life, we're attracted by ugly things and thinking they're beautiful. These ugly bodies made out of bones and hair and feces, because they're sometimes, from our viewpoint, attractively packed. This is our attraction. This is our concept of beauty. The opposite sex, or a pile of money, or a new iPod. This is our concept of beauty. As long as and to the extent that we're still absorbed in attraction to material so-called beauty, we are unable to even begin to actually appreciate Krishna's beauty, even if he's standing in front of us in the form of the deity. If you're too much materialistic, you cannot be attracted by the beauty of Krishna, even though he's there in visible form, even though he's there in his name. So we have to take the mercy of Krishna's pure devotees who come down to this world to reintroduce us to our loving relationship with Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deputized Sri Rupa and Sanatan, Raghunath Das, and others to teach us by their example and by their writings how to be attracted to Krishna and how to become purified. Purified and again able to appreciate Krishna's beauty. Narottam Das Thakur sings, Rupa Vagunath Pode, Hoibwa Akuti, Tabe Ham Bujibo, She Yugala Praditi. I will be able, Narottam Das Thakur says about himself in humility, I will be able to understand the love between Radha and Krishna, the beauty, the sweetness that involves, only when I'm totally anxious to take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath. Prabhupada likes to translate that, taking the word pada and taking it to mean literature, the words or the poems. Pada can mean pada, a poem. Padavali is a collection of poems. Padyavali. Pada, padya. Pada is a stanza. So when I am attracted to reading the stanzas written by Rupa and Raghunath, then, only then, will I be able to appreciate the beauty of the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So, we are only finitely, according to our level of advancement, able to even begin to appreciate Krishna's beauty. But we can hear from these great acharyas. They have full appreciation for this beauty. And rather than my trying to give you my feeble interpretation or explanation of Krishna's beauty, I'm going to read from one stava poem, 30 verses. I don't know if we'll have time for all 30 verses. Okay, there's 30 verses here. Hare Krishna. Written by Srila Rupa Goswami. And it was compiled, not by him, but by a disciple of him, later on in the books of Amala. This is the Mukunda Muktavali. Poets and drama writers like to put mysterious titles on their works. making the learned audience puzzle over what the title means. Some grammatical ambiguity to make you wonder what does it really mean. So this is the title, Mukunda Muktavali. Mukunda, of course, is Krishna. Muktavali is a string of pearls. But what's the connection? Krishna, string of pearls. Is Krishna a string of pearls? Or are we talking about a string of pearls that belong to Krishna? There may be a mention, but it's not, the poem is not basically a string of pearls, literally. So we have to wonder. My guess is, this is just a guess, we can interpret the title to mean that by reciting these prayers, Rupa Goswami is trying to offer what is poetically a string of pearls, offering it to Krishna. So a string of pearls for Mukunda is one way to interpret it. Let's read and let Rupa Goswami explain to us the beauty of Krishna in connection with his wonderful pastimes and his loving dealings with his wonderful devotees and his flute playing. Nava jaladavarnam chambakod bhasikarnam visita nalinasyam vispuran mandahasyam konakaruchi dukulang charu barhavachulang komapti nikilasadam naomi gopakumaram. I bowed down to a certain child of the cowherds, who happens to be the essence of everything. His color is like that of a new cloud. His ears are adorned with champaka flowers. His face is like a blooming lotus with a broad, mild smile. His fine garment shines with the splendor of gold. He wears a beautiful cock feather on the top of his head. Mukajita sharad indu pelila varnya sindhu karavinihita kandur balavi pranabandhu vapur upasvitarenu kaksha nikshiptaren venur vachanavashakadenu patu mam nandasunuhu. May the son of Nanda protect me. His face defeats the beauty of the autumn moon. He is the reservoir of playful youth and is dearer than life to the cowherd girls. In his hand he holds a ball. Dust is smeared all over his body. He keeps his flute tucked in the crook of his arm. His words keep the cows under control. Dvasta dushta shankachuda balavikulo paguda bhakta manasadi ruda nilakanta pinchachuda kanta lambi manjugunja keli labda ramyakunja karnavarti pullakunda pahi deva mamukunda. O Lord Mukunda, please protect me. You eliminated the wicked Shankachuda, and you embrace all the cowherd girls. Your image is always mounted in the hearts of your devotees. You wear a peacock feather on your head, and a charming necklace of gunja berries hangs from your neck. In the course of your enjoyments, you come to the charming groves in the forest. Kunda flowers wind around your ears. Yagya banga raushta chakra. Yagya banga raushta chakra. Nunna gora mega chakra. Vishti pura kinna gopa. Vikshanopa jata kopa. Kshipra savya hasta padma. Dari torcha saila sadma. Gupta goshta raksha raksha mam. Tatadya panka jaksha. O lotus-eyed one, please protect me. Just today, please protect me. Indra became furious because you ruined his sacrifice, and he sent a horde of fierce rain clouds. You were angered to see the cowherds distressed by the rainfall. Without delay, you picked up the whole tall hill in your left lotus hand, and thus saved the cowherd community. Mukta haram dadad udu chakra karam saram gopi manasi manojarupi kopi kangse kala nikuram botangse vamsherangi dishatunak shangi. O wielder of the Sharanga bow, supreme enjoyer, please consider me a member of your family. You wear a precious pearl necklace shaped like the half moon. You were furious at Kamsa, the crown jewel of the whole tribe of cruel fiends. Lilo dama jaladara mala shama shama kamad abirachayanti rama samam avyat akilamuni nam stovya kavya purti prabhur agashat pur murti. The form of my lord, the enemy of Agga, is always engaged without restraint in pursuing its pleasure. It is dark blue like a bank of rain clouds, and fatigues the young women with urges of Cupid. May that form, glorified by all sages and always giving pleasure to the cows, protect me. Parvavartula sharvari patigarvariti harananam nanda nandanam indidakrita vandanam dhritachandanam sundari rati mandari krita kandaram dhritamandaram kundala dyuti mandala plutakandaram bhajasundaram. Just worship that beautiful son of Nanda. His face defeats the pride of the full moon. The goddess of fortune offers him homage. He likes to wear sandal paste. He makes the caves into palaces for amorous sports with beautiful girls. He is the one who lifted Mandara Mountain when he was Korma. His shoulders bask in the effulgence of his earrings. Gokulangana mandanam kritaputana bhavamochanam kundasundara dantam ambuja vinda vandita lochanam saurabha karapulla pushkara vipspurat karapallavam daivata vrajadulabam bhajabalavi kulavallabam. Just worship the beloved of all the cowherd girls, whom countless demigods can hardly achieve. He decorates the courtyards of Gokula. He freed Putana from birth and death. His teeth show the beauty of Kunda flowers, and his eyes receive the worship of millions of lotus flowers. His tender hands open like two fragrant, blooming lotuses. Tundakanti danditoru panduram shumandalam gandapalitanda bali shali ratna kundalam pulla pundarika shandaklipta malya mandanam chanda bahu danda matra naumi kamsakandanam. I bow down here and now to the one who crushed Kamsa. The glow of his smiling mouth exerts punishment on the pale yellow-white rays of the moon. The jewel-like circle of innocent young girls takes shelter of his cheeks. He is decorated with a garland made of many blooming lotus flowers. His arms are fearsome royal clubs. Uttarangad angaraga sangamati pingalas
Tunga Shringa Sangipani Ranganati Mangalaha Digvilasi Mallihasi Kirti Valli Pallavas Twam Sapatulla Charu Chilir Adya Ballavaha.
May that cowherd boy grant you his protection without delay. His body is smeared, yellow all over, from the cosmetics falling from his face. The sight of him waving his hand while holding a long buffalo horn is most auspicious. The sprouting creeper of his youthful fame ridicules the pride of the richest possessors of wealth in all parts of the world. His beauty is like that of a blooming chili flower.
Chili.
You can look up, the dictionary gives the scientific name of it.
Indra Nivaram Vajapativaram Nirdutavaram Ritagonavaram Rakshita Gotram Prinita Gotram Twam Drita Gotram Naomista Gotram.
I offer homage to the restrainer of Indra, the treasurer of the king of Vraja, and to all of his family. He dispelled the obstacles sent by Indra, giving shelter from the downpour from Indra's clouds by lifting the great hill. He thus saved the cowherd community and pleased the cows.
Kamsa Mahipati Vidgata Shulam Santata Sevita Yamuna Kulam Vande Sundara Chandraka Chulam Twamaham Akila Charachara Mulam.
I give my respects to you, who were a trident piercing the heart of King Kamsa. You resorted always to the banks of the Jamuna, your head bathed in beautiful moonlight. You are the root of all beings, both moving and non-moving.
Malayajaru chiras tanujita muddirak palita vidus toshita vasudaha mamati rasikak kelibir adikak sitasuba gavadak kripatu varadaha.
Please show me your mercy. The beauty of your body, splendidly decorated with sandal paste, defeats the beauty of the clouds.
You are the cooling moon
for those under your shelter, and you give delight to Mother Earth. You excel in all loving exchanges, and know better than all others how to enjoy life. Your sparkling white teeth bestow all auspiciousness.
Urari krita kurari ruta bangam navajala dara kiranola sad angam yuvati vidaya dvitta madana tarangam panamata yamuna tatakrita rangam.
Everyone, just offer obeisances to him as he takes pleasure on the banks of the Jamuna, imitating the call of the kurari birds, the effulgence of his limbs outshining the brilliance of new clouds. He thus produces waves of Cupid's attraction in the hearts of young girls.
Navam bodanilam jagato shashilam mukasangi vamsham shikandavatangsam karalam bivetram varam bhujanetram Dvitas pita kunjam, bhaje labda kunjam.
Dark blue like a new cloud. He naturally gives joy to the whole world. The flute is his mouth's constant companion. And he always wears a peacock feather on his head. A herding stick hangs from his hand. His eyes are like the most gorgeous lotuses. And he decorates himself abundantly with gunja berries. I worship him as he enters the forest groves. Ritakshani padam, kritakleshaharam, jagad gita saram, maharat naharam, vidushamakesham, lasadvamyavesham, kripabir nadesham, vaje balavesham. I worship that Lord of the Lords, who removes the burden of the earth and also removes the pains souls have created for themselves. The songs he sings are cherished throughout the world. Necklaces of rare jewels. His hair is soft and dark blue. His dress shines exquisitely. His mercy knows no equal. Okay, we're a little over halfway. Should I continue? Okay. Ulasad balavi vasasam Ulasad balavi vasasam taskaras tejasa nirjita praspurad paskaraha pina dok stambayor ulasad chandanaha paduvak sarvato deviki nandanaha. May the darling son of Devaki protect you from all dangers. He steals the beautiful garments of the cowherd girls and conquers the radiant sun with his effulgence. His well-formed pillar-like arms are decorated with sandal paste. Sam srites tadakam tam gavam charakam venuna manditam kridane panditam datribir veshinam dhanavadveshinam chintaya swaminam balavi kaminam. Just think of him, the deliverer from the cycle of birth and death, the tender of the cows, the expert in playing games, who always has his flute with him. His mothers dress him nicely. He opposes the hostility of the demons, and he takes pleasure in sporting with the cowherd girls. Upata kavalam paraga shabalam sadeka sharanam saroja charanam arishta dalanam vikrishta lalanam namami samaham sadaiva tamaham. I constantly bow down to him and all his glories. He carries a half-eaten morsel of food and is dirty from the dust of the forest. But his lotus feet are the only shelter of great saints. He beat Arishta down and attracted the gopis. Vihara sadanam manogya radanam pranita madanam shashanka vadanam uraksta kamalam yashobiramalam karata kamalam bojasva tamalam. You need do nothing other than worship him, the abode of all transcendental pastimes. He defeats Cupid with his face like the moon and its charming teeth. Dushta dvamsa karnikaravatamsa keladvamsi panchamadvanashamsi gopi cheta elibangi niketa patu swairi handavak kamsavairi. Oh, may that wanton enemy of Kamsa protect you. He destroys the wicked as he wears karnikara flowers on his head and plays the fifth note on his flute. In him reside all the permutations of loving sport that flirt in the minds of the gopis. Vrindatavyam kelim anandanavyam kurvanadi chitta kandarpadari normod gari mamdukul apahari niparudak patu barhavachudaha. May he protect me, a peacock feather on his head, acting like a swarm of cupids in the minds of young women with his sports in the ecstatic, ever-fresh Vrindavan forest. Climbing a nipa tree and then cutting jokes with the girls and stealing their garments. Uruchiranake rachayasake valitaratim bhajanatatim tvamaviratis twaritagatir natasharane haricharane. Dear friend, please constantly direct your affection and all your worship at the feet of Hari with their attractive nails, at the shelter of all surrendered souls. Ruchirapatak pulina natak pashupagatir guna vasati samamashuchir jaladaruchir manasi paris puratu harihi. May Hari manifest in my heart as he, the residence of all good qualities, wears his charming dress, dancing on the shore of the river, moving about with the cowherd boys. His all pure effulgence shines like the clouds. Keli vihita yamularjana banjana sulalita charita nikela janaranjana lochana nartana chitta chalakanjana mam paripalaya kaliya ganjana. Please protect me, O insulter of Kaliya. You broke the pair of Arjun trees in the course of your playing. You delight the whole world with your most sweet pastimes. The dancing of your eyes puts to shame the jumping Kanjana birds. Puvana Vistvara Mahima Dambara Virachita Nikila Kalotkara Sangvara Vitara Yashodatanaya Varangvaram Abhilashitam Medvita Pitambaram. Your countless glories fill the ends of the universe. You have managed to subdue every single wicked person. O son of Yashoda, you wear a yellow garment. Please bestow on me my cherished desire again and again. Chikura karambita charu shikandam bala vinir chita vada shashikandam vadavuchir nirduta mudvita kundam kuruta budaridi sapadi mukundam. O wise souls, at once let Mukunda into your hearts. A splendid peacock feather mixes with the hairs of his head, and his forehead defeats the beauty of the half moon. His teeth shine more brilliantly than the closed blossoms of Kunda flowers. Yak parirakshita surabhi lakshas tadapi chasurabhi mardana dakshaha murali vada nakurali shali sadishitu kushalam tava vanamali. He who takes care of hundreds and thousands of surabhi cows is also expert in ravishing the fragrant gopis. As he constantly plays on his flute and wears his garlands of forest flowers, may he bestow auspiciousness on you. Ramita nikila jimbe venupi toshta bimbe hatakola nikurumbe balavi datta chumbe bhavatu mahitanande tatva kelikande jagad avivela tunde bhaktir urvi mukunde. May you all attain vast devotion for Mukunda. Lights all the cowherd boys. Keeps his lips placed on his flute. Kills hordes of envious demons. And leaves his kisses on the cowherd girls. He raised the good reputation of Nanda. He is a treasure mine of loving sports. The entire universe is contained in his navel. Pashubha Yuvati Goshti Chumbita Srimad Oshti Smaratara Ilita Drishti Niritananda Vishrihi Navajala Dara Dhamma Patuvak Krishna Nama Bhuvana Marura Vesha Malinir Muktir Esha. His beautiful lips are kissed by the assembly of daughters of the cowherds. And he creates a downpour of ecstasy for those whose eyes are disturbed by Cupid. His effulgence is like that of new rain clouds. The way he dresses charms all the worlds. He wears beautiful garlands. May that source of liberation, named Krishna, give you all protection. It's the only time in the poem that we hear the name of Krishna. He isn't named throughout the whole poem. Iti Sri Mukunda Muktavali. That's the finish. What can I say? Srila Rupa Goswami, intimate servant of Srimati Radharani, knows the beauty of Krishna. This is something we may discover in the future. As we progress in devotional service, we first give up all our contamination, our bad habits, and our bad attitudes. Then we can become firm in our determination to succeed in devotional service and start to develop an actual taste for the process. Then we can start becoming attracted to Krishna's beauty, his loving dealings with his devotees, his wonderful pastimes, and the sound of his flute. So, any comments or questions? Yes, Mother? Well, okay. It's not just the sound. It's not just pretty sound. The meaning is very significant here. He's not just trying to show off his ability to produce nice sounds. He is trying to introduce us to the attractiveness of Krishna. There's a message there, not just sound. But there's no sequential story. This is a kind of poetry, stava, where you're just glorifying somebody and you're telling everything you know about him. And it's a mixed bag. You know, even the rasas get mixed up in the presentation. But it's, you know, the unified picture is here we're discovering Krishna. This is not the kind of poetry that has a specific story. So don't look for a story. It might be intended some sort of logical connection, and if you're smart enough, you can discover it. But if he didn't intend, then there's no sense looking. If he didn't intend anything, any logical connection between all the different, you know, he does this with the cows and he does this to the gopis. Maybe there's no intended connection. I mean, yes, the sound is an important element here. And he, taking the liberty, this is the style of a stotra. You can say anything you want about your topic. It doesn't have to follow any story. So he's within the limits of the rules of that kind of poetry. Okay. Maharaj.
Thank you very much for this really wonderful presentation. As the stava progressed, I noticed, so I will now pose a question. I noticed that Rupa Goswami very often prays for protection and also then offers protection. May the Lord protect all of you, the listeners.
Yes.
So I'm now asking, from what? Protection from what? What I hear this very often in prayers, that protection is required, and really there seemed to be the way it's presented. There was Kamsa, the fierce Kamsa, then Shakatasura. You saved the devotees from Shakatasura. You saved them from the rainpour of Indra. This were all very acute dangers which needed to be attended, otherwise life would be finished. What is the danger which confronts us and where we need the protection from? Yes. That's my question.
Yeah, the request for protection is not specified. Protection from what? Because although he's talking sometimes in the first person, protect me, sometimes in the second person, protect all of you. He's shifting back and forth freely, you know, between different persons. So it's in our lives, each one of us is being harassed by different kinds of demons. So he's leaving it open, protection for you, whatever it is that is endangering you. It's different for each devotee. Somebody may be living in Vraja, and he's literally being endangered by the rain pours of Indra during the rainy season. You know, and he's praying. The danger he's facing is literally that Indra is going to wipe him out. But other cases, being other places in the world and in other situations, devotees face, each one faces a different kind of danger. Most often, the danger is coming from our own dirt in the heart. We create our own dangers. Because danger is found in material life. We create our own material life by our nonsensical attitude and behavior. And material nature has unlimited varieties of ways to create danger for yourself. So everybody's got a different danger to get protected from. And he's leaving it open. Whatever is threatening you, may Krishna protect you from it. Most likely, may he protect you from your own envy, lust, and greed. Oh, okay, it's somewhere closer to the middle, maybe verse 8. Let me see if I can find it. It's not easy with this device to look around. Oh, boy. Okay, that's 10. Let me go back a little bit. It's going to be hard for me to find it. Sorry. Nope, I don't see it. How about if I look later? Okay, sorry, because it'll take some time to find it. Yes, sir. Thank you.
I heard that it was mentioned the wicked Shankarachuda. Is it right or was it Shankarachuda?
Shankarachuda.
Shankarachuda, because I was actually from Brahmavarata Purana. We know that actually Shankarachuda is Sudam, so actually a very close associate. So I was stumbling over that he was called the wicked Shankarachuda.
Dushta. The word Dushta is there.
Yeah, please. Well, can you explain on that, please?
He's taking the role of a wicked demon. I mean, he wasn't acting nice, so his behavior was wicked. Srimati Radharani cursed him, and he had to take on that role of being a demon. And he acted, when a devotee is cursed to act like a demon, he becomes the best demon, the most demoniac demon, really wicked. What's the right way, when we look at the deity, what's the right way to appreciate the beauty of Krishna? First thing is try to give him some attention. You're looking at Krishna, try to pay attention to him. You know, put aside the other images and thoughts in your mind for a minute and look at Krishna. Try to do that first. Just look at him. Then he'll exert his influence on you. Let him show you what you should be attracted to, but give him some attention. You know, that's hard because we have a busy life and we're supposed to stand in front of the deities and take darshan, but we're thinking about other things. So put those other things aside for a minute and look at Krishna. He'll show you, his beauty will teach you what to appreciate. And don't think it's just a statue, it's not the real beauty of Krishna. You get attracted to the statue. Learn how to do that. Then Krishna will reveal himself to you directly when you're ready.
The mind says this, so how to...
Microphone.
Okay, the mind tells you that becoming purified, really purified, is for the exalted devotees, and it's not for you. You got to preach to your mind. Your mind tells you something is totally stupid. You should tell them, I'm not listening to this. We should be convinced that we can become purified. Otherwise, why are we trying to become Krishna conscious? If we can't become Krishna conscious, why not do something practical then? Something else. Sorry, Hare Krishna. And to become Krishna conscious, you have to become purified. So it has to be possible for you. And you have to be convinced of that. Otherwise, it's a formula for failure. You know, self-defeating. You're shooting yourself in the foot by saying, to your, letting your mind tell you, I can't become purified. You've got to become purified. It's a weak excuse of the mind. Don't listen to it.
Thank you.
You know, we got good friends, listen to them. You got bad friends who give bad advice, be polite to them, but don't listen to them. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Prabhuji. The stava seems to be rhyming. Is any meter specified for it?
Yes. In fact, I didn't read them, but the names in the meters are there. It's shifting meter. There's several different meters in this poem. There's a few verses in each meter. Yeah, well, usually there's some kind of rhyme. You know, the syllables, the vowel of the syllables match. Rhyme is usually there in Sanskrit poetry. These are funny meters. Usually Sanskrit poetry avoids becoming sing-song, you know, repeating the same rhythm more than once in the same line. But these are peculiar meters that indulge in repetition within the line. Da 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 da. You're not supposed to do that in Sanskrit poetry. But Rupa Goswami knows the rules so perfectly that he can then get away with breaking the rules. Now, he writes sing-song verses that are exquisite. A lesser poet trying to do that, it would sound very clunky. Anyway, I wrote this translation, you know, in 1 hour, so I didn't have time to look up the meters. They're there, but I didn't check them, which ones they are.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Rupa Goswami ki jai.